Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia.
happy, beautiful Q day, everyone. So fun to be here. I saw you on your mute. I'm like, uh-oh, I didn't plan to intro.
Can you imagine, like, I'm sitting here and I got the headphones in and I'm trying to, like, reach over, like, Stretch Armstrong to the other side of the counter to get the phone.
You did it. You did it. We're here. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great as well. It's a really fun day so far.
It's been, oh my gosh, we had such a fun time on the Cuman Perspective show this morning.
Yeah. So fun. What great guys, John and Kevin, if you haven't had a chance to hear them, Cuman Perspective, you can find their link on our pages. But it was such a beautiful talk, wasn't it? Just so calm and peaceful and just beautiful exchanges. What did you feel, Lauren?
The same. I felt a beautiful, divine feminine and masculine transfer of energetics. And it was balanced. It was playful. It was fun. And I just, the exchange was just, it was just beautiful. It was wonderful. I had such a good time. So check out their show, everyone, if you haven't. It's just a great, great show. Really love John and Kevin. What about you, Zosia?
Yeah, same. Yep, same. I said it. Did you hear me say it? Yeah, they're just really great guys. Like you said, it's just we're all starting to sound alike. We're all getting to the same place, and that's the beauty of. I feel one of the what we talked about a few shows ago with Q not being here. We're all stepping up, and making sure we're. Got things covered before mom and dad get back.
That's
Keep
right.
the house clean, make sure everyone's, doing their work and all of that. So,
oh, come on now. We have a house party while they're gone. I mean, hasn't anybody done
I
that?
just said to keep it clean. I didn't say it had to be clean every day. Just when they come back and see it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, so how are you? How's your week been?
It's good. It's good. I've been having a really, busy, productive week. Oh, I wanted to share something with you. It came to me just to mention, not to spend too much time on it, but I figured let me share it because other people, when one of us is feeling something, someone else is going through it. So I want to talk about timelines for a second. Okay, a few seconds, a few minutes. Timelines. So as you know, if you heard on the last two shows, my voice wasn't quite at its normal place. So after 2 weeks, I had this continuous sore throat, not to dwell on the past, but it's only to move forward. And I just observed it had no conditions of anything. It wasn't red. It was nothing. It was just this sore throat that wouldn't go away. And beautiful synchronicities happened. And I was working with Creation Lightship already, but something was said in an exchange from the Creation Lightship. And I slapped my head. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have not been using the timeline crashes to their full potential. What I kept missing is the second window where you can actually enter the event or the location. So I was like, oh my goodness. So I just have to share this because it felt miraculous, really. When I got that together and I entered, just entered crashing those dates, the wedding, the dates, the town and the place where I was and the event, I'm not kidding you. I had finally a night's sleep where my throat was fine. There was no pain, no red, nothing, just left. So I say that just to share the power in that. And really, I have a whole list now of things to crash now that I know more details. It is so powerful. And I share this as well, the second piece. The next day, I go for my walk on the beach. It's after the weekend, so I just look around. There's really no one around. But then I notice down the beach, there's a couple, and they're sitting under an umbrella. And I felt, they're pretty. They must have wanted to walk. You don't normally see that. Normally, people would gather near a lifeguard stand. So, all right, no big in just being aware of my surroundings. So I start walking, and I look up again. They're gone. I'm like, what? That's impossible. There's no way two people could have exited the beach and disassembled their umbrella in a matter of seconds. And then I realized, oh my goodness, this is a timeline crash. I witnessed it. I remember the lady who called in and had a semi truck near her, and then it was gone. It was the same exact story, same exact discussion in my beingness about that. So it was just gone, and just the lightness and all, everything changed. Just everything
Wow.
changed. It was really there. I just can't say it enough. They're so powerful, and
Wow.
we can be very specific. Everything is a timeline. If we're in our mind or we're on doing something we don't want, it is not us. It's not our choice. So I just wanted to share it in case anyone out there, missed that piece like I did. Because sometimes you're in a state of overwhelm, you're dealing with stuff, or you just, it can be a lot sometimes. So I totally missed it.
Well,
But now I know. Go ahead.
Zosha, how did you feel just seeing that happen? Like what you mentioned with the beach and the how did that feel? Just knowing what your source at work.
I was just, that's beautiful. Thank you, Lauren. Just empowering. It took a split second. I'm like, wait, okay, they're completely gone.
Wow.
And then to realize another facet of knowledge and insight into how it works, it just collapsed. That it's all around. When, if we look behind us, there's nothing there. This came to a whole new level. And I've known things. I've known that. I've known, but it's always a deeper knowing. It always a deeper knowing. It just collapsed it. And then, oh, I wish I wrote the date down. There's a beautiful video of Ron just speaking about it. I'll have to get the date and say it next time. Just speaking about timelines. So it's almost like when you can digest the information, can all the information can be there, but sometimes for me, I'm not ready to digest it. So it was so
Exactly.
empowering, Lauren, to know you. We are the creators.
Ah, that's so beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. How about you? Did you have anything this week?
Well, I was at the gym and I met a gentleman who he showed me his. I was wearing a shirt that had an interesting saying on it. It says, "I feel a sin coming on." That was on the front of the shirt. I was doing my lunges, and this one of the guys that I see there all the time, he was walking with a gentleman, and he turns out to be the owner, and we got to chatting, and he's like, "Look at my new t-shirt, the Gulf of America." It's like,
I
"Oh
love
man,
it.
I love it. It's a great shirt." So yeah, it was awesome.
So fun. It's fun when and you see. It was even mentioned this morning by the gentleman, by our friends, who mentioned re-listening to music and hearing it again because we're new. We're armed with knowledge now, so everything feels new. And to me, that exchange you just shared feels new. You get to experience it in a new way. Did you feel
Exactly.
that?
Yeah, I did. Oh my gosh. Are you feeling what I'm feeling?
I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay, beautiful. I love it. Wow. Oh my gosh. And do you know the second thing? And we love, wow. Okay. Okay, Zosia. Okay. The
Go,
second
girl.
thing is okay. I was sitting there, I was doing something at the counter. I was like, "Q, where are you? I miss you." And I was listening to something on YouTube, and you know what song pops up?
Say it.
"Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking." Of course you are. Wink, wink.
He works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
I
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So,
love it.
oh, well, okay. So, Zosha, I was inspired to be a little playful for the show today, and I just wanted to set the tone for what we're going to talk about. So, BBS, I say let's get it going, and if you want to get up and dance, please do.
Getting up.
Me too.
That's so great. I'm so glad I muted and you didn't hear me singing. So I was up dancing, were you? It's so fun.
Zosha, okay, y'all all know that was B-52's Love Shack. And Zosha, I got one thing to say. Let
It.
me pull the microphone back so it's not so loud.
You cut out the first word, I feel. Can you say it again?
Oh God, it might be too loud. Tad row rusted.
Nice. I love it. That is so fun. Oh my god. How synchronistic to the morning, gentlemen, our friends. Oh, Kevin and John speaking about music, and then there you go. So fun. Oh my
I
gosh.
didn't, I for the audience, I did not tell Zosha what song I was. I was like, hey, I found a song. And of course it won't be on the recording afterwards, but
Tell them the
yeah.
name of the song.
B-52 by the B-52s, Love Shack.
Yeah. And you know,
Yeah.
how funny, I have to share this because we're talking about synchronicities. Literally just 20 minutes ago, I'm sitting outside and just had a quick chat with Lauren, and you were talking about music and you said some band and you said that's definitely Q and you referenced the lyrics. And I said, yeah, it's true. There's such a range. I said, even look at the diversity, look at the other band, like the B-52s. Isn't that weird that I mentioned that?
You know,
You know what I mean?
I wanted to say something, but I'm like, nope, I'm gonna
It's
wait.
so fun. It's just so funny. We are all, this is what I'm noticing. We are all speaking to each other with, in, I don't know, coded language or little clues or little breadcrumbs, and just doing it all the time. It's so fun when you're feeling it. Would you agree?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is something else. What can I? It's indescribable. I don't know. You can't put it into words. So it's,
The
oh,
same, can I just add one repeat? It's
please.
I'll come back. Soul Jones had a show this morning, and my connective tech connection has just been off the charts. So I went out, had no connection until I pulled back home in my driveway, and the show comes on. So I catch the last 5 minutes, and within a minute, I hear our dear sister, Hummy, saying Zosha. Zosha. I'm like, I look around, I'm like, but damn, she's good. And then she corrects herself, and it was so funny. But then I leave her a message, and she leaves me a message. And we have talked about when you feel someone's heart. I said, it's so funny to me because I literally just tuned into the show, and then you say my name. We feel like we talked about. This morning, we feel each other when we're in this sense of peace and the state of peace. You could feel at such a deeper level.
Oh my gosh,
Just like the
yes.
B-52s, hence the party. You're into the party. I love it.
I'm ready to exactly. And what does he say? What does he say in the beginning of the song? Hop in my Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's
Yeah.
about to say, I got me a car. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your. I just love that. It's just so
Maybe we
funny.
should do that. We can all fill a car and start driving the country to find Q. You're not coming to us. We're going to find you.
We're gonna find you. That's
We're going to go on a mission.
That's
Everyone shush. We're going to be the state of peace, and we're going to feel. And then we'll have fun.
You're
Don't be
so
away too long. We don't want to wreck the house. So funny.
Oh God, you're awesome.
Thanks for the joy, Lauren. It's really fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being playful.
Always.
Just playing with me. Okay, so today, all right, so I got, thank you, Kevin and John, because I got some inspiration for our show today, and it all stemmed from the movie Cocoon by Ron Howard, released in 1985. Now, I was like 2 when that came out, so I'm a little
Show
late to
off.
the
I'm
I'm a little late to
so
the
young.
party. I wasn't expecting that, Zosh.
Not bitter.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm being playful. You got me in the mood. Sorry, keep going.
okay. So he sent me
Little
this clip.
sister.
Love you.
Love you too.
I got inspired by the movie Cocoon, and interesting. I was speaking about this on the Cumin Perspective. Kind of hard to find this movie on a streaming service. So I was, looking last night trying to find it. I did find it But interestingly enough, about halfway through, the audio went out. I was like, damn it. So that's all right though. I got the gist of it. I needed to, what I saw was perfect, because basically the movie is, it's about elderly, it says here, elderly people are rejuvenated by the Antarians, a race of aliens who have, quote, aliens who have been on Earth for thousands of years and are returning to retrieve their own people. Doesn't that sound familiar? It says here, the Antarians left 20 of their own behind on Earth, sleeping in cocoons at the bottom of the ocean, and they come back to retrieve them. So there's a scene in the movie where Steve Guttenberg is he has a romance, I guess you could say, with one of the, quote, aliens. And as Kevin said this morning, it was very interesting. A lot of the stuff that we see now, they portray aliens as being, malevolent, like bad, wanting to, conquer. And but this was actually, this movie shows the quite the opposite. So anyways, they go to dinner. After dinner, they're in, they get into the pool, and Steve, he's like, all excited, and they're kind of walking to meet each other, and he's wants to, tries to go in to kiss her, and she's like, no, just go to the other side of the pool. Go to the other side of the pool.
Was he lusty?
He was being a little lusty, yes, and that's our programming. But so basically, Zosia, what happens is, and you watch the movie, so you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but she, basically all of her light and life force is illuminated, and she, and it's almost like a tra it's a transfer of energetics. It's a merging without physical touch. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I just, it was amazing. I'm like, oh my God, this is what Q and Mermaid have been talking and been telling us about. And so that was the part that was inspired me for today's topic. But also, I encourage everyone, if they haven't seen it, to please go watch it, because for me, I was crying throughout the entire movie, tears of joy, and I was like, gosh, I get what Q, I get what you're saying. It was a visual for me of a light being, a being of light, and separating spirit, separating physicality to this, and from physicality to the spirit, and feeling and loving us from the heart, loving from the heart and from spirit. So I just thought it was so beautiful, such a great reminder, and no wonder it's hard to find to watch. No wonder. So today, Zosia, with that being said, I would love to talk about a couple of well,
May I ask you a question first?
please do.
How did that feeling, because I could feel it as you're explaining it, how did it feel by you're sort of discussing what we discussed earlier, like you just know it deeper. So how did that feel by feeling Q's words again, Mermaid's words again, that we're the spirit? How did that feel to you by seeing it? In other words, how did you apply it to yourself? Do you know what I mean?
Beautiful question. I would say, with the programming that we have here of, it's all external, I know in relationships for myself, I did everything ass backwards. I was all, oh, how does, how, looks and this and that, and look where it got me. I mean, all great learning experiences, but the physical was always, you gotta have some level of attraction, right? But it was, I don't know, it just helped me to really, how do I just, of course, I just lost what I was gonna say. It was just
Like,
a,
oh,
it, go ahead.
no, please. I'm just going to help you.
It was an, I don't, it was an aha moment. It was just, I've been doing it backwards my entire life. And because all of the programming we have here, Q mentioned, lust. Yes, it's beautiful, it's wonderful to admire a mammalian, body. But on the inside, they're dead. I mean, there's no heart. So And that's, what they push now with pornography and all this the heavy sexuality programming. And so for me, it was, I just cried tears, and I feel like I'm not doing the best at putting it into words, hence why the tears came rushing from, it just came right out of me.
It's beautiful to share. I feel like when you were speaking, not to put words in your mouth, but what came to me was it's like a loosening of the vice grip of the body and all the programming to keep us distracted by our body. Yes, not to denigrate it. It's what carries source. The body, it's beautiful. It's our vehicle of expression here. So I wondered if you just felt a feeling of a relaxation around that.
Yeah, I did. I did, Zosha, because for years I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta look perfect. I gotta have this, looking this way and that, and it's exhausting. It's just exhausting. Not that you don't take care of yourself and do what to take care of our physical vessel, but it's just. It's backwards. It's backwards. So for me, it's assisted me to, okay, I love myself. Do you really love yourself? Is it based on a condition of how I look? Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had an experience when I was 17, and I won't go into it, but a car accident where I was paralyzed for a short while, enough a day, and then I didn't get back complete movement for a long time. So it was at that moment where I realized I didn't, maybe at the time I was 17, but I had this pause to reflect on the body and recognize I'm not, will never speak ill to my body again because of the miracle that my legs can walk me around. My arms can lift something. I could feed myself. So to have something taken away and then the blessing of getting it back really changes your perspective in life. So I feel to me that's what you're sharing as well. It's
That's
just a,
beautiful.
the beauty of the body. You know, some people will badmouth the body and not to say I've always been perfect about it, because I'm certainly not, but there is that deep wisdom and love for what it does. It how I see it as it holds, it gets to hold my consciousness. This is the vessel I'm in, but it's like not being overshadowed by it. That's what come to me, overwhelmed by it, just a reset. So it's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh no, thank you. I love that. I had something similar happen where I had an injury, and it's very humbling when you can't, you're temporarily, you can't do the things that you were able to do before. So it just makes you appreciate your body so much more. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, Zosia. It's beautiful.
You too, sis. What you got now? How did it tie into? You were I kind of asked for a question. So what were you going to tie it into?
Okay, so and there's also a part in the movie where I don't know which one it was, the sequel or I don't remember which one, but she's basically she's pulling off her earth suit, and it's nothing but light. It's her light body, which has no gender. It's just light. So to me, that's the cue again, talking about identity. We just identifying with this physical vessel, and we're so much more than that. And I feel like, that's what happens in relationships a lot, is we just, do you love me unconditionally? What if I look this way? What if this happens to me? You know what I mean? So yeah, please,
I
anything on
do,
that?
and even do you love me unconditionally? Sorry, I was just choking on a throat lozenge. So funny. It's too funny. Also, do you love me unconditionally? And can I recognize unconditional love? I always go the two, I always look at it two ways. Sorry, go for it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Exactly, Zosia. And so I was listening to, excuse me, I was listening to, I was inspired to listen to a couple of shows from from a couple months back, and one of them was Robin's show, the Awakening Wave show. It was from March 22nd, and Robin just had some great questions. She had it was Q, her, Robin, Q, and Michael Dean on the show, and so I was inspired to listen to that because it ties into sexuality programming, and the transfer of energetics, and so. I wrote down some of the questions that she asked Q, and just I felt this would be really great to talk about. So basically, so she asks, why is it that sexual, and forgive me if I get the wording off a little bit. This is this was my perspective of how I heard it. Why is it that sexual relationships are difficult for certain people in regards to programming? And Q's response was programming, it's the most prevalent here. The programming that is the most prevalent here will be in our epigenetics or karma. He says our karmic relationships are a lot stronger than we expect, and they are showing up in geographies that are convenient for your life. And he gives the example of the high school sweetheart and says the reason that it feels so good or euphoric is because it's karmic. This type of human. The geneticists made this type of human to procreate in a way that is exciting and enticing. And he goes on to mention, you know, that reptilian part of us, the fear, flight, lust, greed. And he says there's many, one of many components. The emotions are so strong that it will control the alchemy. And just to finish that up, to finish this up, Q says it, the con so basically it dies off the connection, if you will, or the relationship. It dies off because it's not true love. It's exciting, but it wears out. And that's this is what's happened for me in every relationship. Beautiful people, not saying that there wasn't love there, but it's not my twin. What can I say? I mean, it's just not. That's why I was always like, gosh, something's missing here. Zosha, how do you feel? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I love the review. Thank you for bringing it forward. I remember Q saying that lust, I feel it was on one of our shows, that lust is one of the most demonic emotions. Is it an emotion or desire? And I could see that now because it takes us out of our heart. It's in our head, gunning for something. Maybe not the best word, moving towards something. You know what I mean? Something, it's just like the packaging. You know, sometimes you buy a product, you open the packaging. Oh, it's not quite what I expected. Sort of that mind control and whatnot. Yeah, it's, and it even connects to me when you were speaking about the timeline example I used that I saw these people disappear. So if at the time in past relationships, if we were living in our hearts, maybe these karmic things wouldn't, well, they wouldn't have been there. We would have lived organically from our heart in our own creation. So a beautiful reminder. What stood out for you?
Can you repeat that? It stood out as far as
In the piece that you pulled, what stood out there for you? Would you, I feel maybe you said it, you were reflecting on past relationships.
yes. Thank you. You know, just after watching this movie and having this, you know, aha moment, you know, for me, because I just always wondered, God, why can't I get it right? What's wrong with me? Something's got to be wrong with me. And I'm looking at everyone around me and getting married and having children. And you know, I just felt like, God, something's got to be off here with me. And so I guess that yearning and that well the desire you know for the love was always there, that deeper love, that higher love, and it was really you know first connection with myself, you know, how can you connect with someone like you know what we've been learning about in presence and truly connecting from the heart and from spirit if you don't have that connection and presence with yourself first. So you know putting that all together, then linking that in with who am I? Who really, who am I? I'm not Lauren, this body. I'm Lauren, I'm spirit. And I remember Beau saying, I am more than this body, you know, or something like that. Forgive me, Bo, if I got the words wrong, but I remember Bo telling me so many times, like, you know, I'm not this body. And it clicked with me, you know?
Yeah, we're limitless, powerful, endless. That's why we can be in so many different beings. If we just focused on that one, if Q just focused on his one, he just leads with a great example of discussing the omnipresence of the spirit, you know, and he's consistently always shared with us to focus on our light, not our identity. Yes, but the identity helps to figure it out. So there's it's as a tool. But ultimately, not to be so attached to it. So it's just my light got this body. This is the vehicle I drive right now.
Right.
How am I going to use it? And to know that I can grow my light in it, bring it in more and more, that changes my GPS. It changes my GPS by coming from a place of inner peace and just relaxation. You know, all that mind that you're sharing too, some of what you just shared beautifully is the programming too that we've. I'm going to venture to guess we've all experienced it in some form or other. Maybe it's about work. Maybe it's about who knows anything. You just shared about relationships and another perspective. May I share a different
Please.
perspective? If I looked back and observed and I feel, oh, look how smart she was. She avoided all of this stuff. You maybe I'll speculate that you followed your spirit. Without maybe fully armed and aware that you were doing it, right? None of us knew the terrain, or most of us didn't know the terrain we were living in. So it's just another perspective of looking at it. I feel you even said with Q and Mermaid on a show we had with them that maybe you dodged something by not getting married. But isn't it interesting? It's just perspective how we see our life. It's just how we see it. We make it up. Like Q will say, he said to me, you're your own problem. How I choose to see my life will be reflected back to me. If I see beauty everywhere, that's reflected back to me. You know, when you become peaceful and beauty, that's reflected. It's different than saying it. It's like from that heart center, right? So you hear people say, like, what would you tell yourself when you were 25? And I don't know, does that a question appeal to you to answer with the beautiful example you shared?
Can you repeat that, Sosha?
What would you tell your 25-year-old self now, or whatever age, your younger self who might have been feeling that at the time? And please do not answer this question if you're not inspired. We can just move on.
No, that's a beautiful question. Oh, wow. What would I tell my 25-year-old self? You're perfect just the way you are. And all of it, that the flaws, the good, the bad, the ugly, you're perfect just the way you are, and just learning to love myself more. I wish I would have done it that way, but it's okay because I feel like, you know, because of what I experienced, it's just made me stronger. And I had opportunities to get married, you know, it's not that I didn't, but my spirit was like, no, I something inside of me. No. Beautiful question.
You
I love
seem to
that.
know, inwardly you were waiting for a 10. You knew a 10 wasn't there. Not to put that on you.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. And it's gosh, I it's not to say that the
There can be lovely people, but
they're lovely.
it doesn't mean they're a match. You know, we've all learned that, right? In many ways, you meet beautiful people, but if it's just not a match, it's not a match. It's nothing personal.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. And I learned something from each one. You know, they taught me. They helped me to grow. So for that, I say thank you.
Yep, we got to sharpen our tools in everything that came to us because we are of the light. That's what we do. We just keep showing up. We
That's
keep
right.
evolving.
That's right. That's right. And I've learned that if you're with someone that doesn't want to, you know, that you both want to grow. I found that that's very important for me, is the continual growth, and just not being that, you know, stagnant, if you would. Not to say that I didn't have moments of stagnation, because I remember one of my interviews with Q, I was asking him a question, and he knew it. He said, he mentioned stagnation. I was like, oh yeah, he knows.
Yeah,
He
he
knows.
does.
You know, so yeah, is there anything that anything else that comes up for you before we
It
go
was just
to a
beautiful sharing. Thank you for sharing. That's vulnerable and brave to share, as we process the things in all different ways, and others get to hear if they choose, and just how we talk it out. So it's again, thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. So, the next question, the next topic that Robin and Q were discussing. Let's see, Mike. So Robin had was asking a question that Mike and Leah, and forgive me if I don't get it exactly perfect, but basically she was asking a question that came from Mike and Leah. Why can't I find exactly where I put it? Well, anyways, so we're talking about okay. All right. So Q gives an example. So you could have an orgasm. Okay, I really have to preface this with what they said. And I'm so sorry, Zosha. Why in the world is it not popping up for me? Basically, I'm just going to have to fly by the seat of my pants here and paraphrase it, and forgive me if I don't get it exactly correct. But she's talking about Mike and Leah were talking about, had a question that Robin asked about the trans the energetics and the alchemy of I guess you could say the orgasm. And they were talking about interesting that this has not popped up for me. Wow.
Just ad lib it from where you
Yeah,
were.
I'm trying to. I just don't want to get it wrong. So basically, this is what Q says. He gives an example. He says, you could have an orgasm state, having all of your light in you just by gazing in your partner's eyes without touching. Yet we have to relearn it. We forgot it because we're not taking care of each other as much as we used to. So the transferring the energetics, so that to me it goes back to that part of the movie where they have that scene in the pool, transferring energetics, that light, that life force energy, and it doesn't even involve touching. It's many times Q has mentioned how him and Mermaid and how they take walks, or just their presence, or just looking into each other's eyes, doing forehead to forehead, and being in that orgasm state. And it really hit me, Zosha, because I remember Q talking about, on the show that we had with him on March 8th, he was talking about I was asking him about, I was reading from Osho, asking him about, orgasm, and I see now in hindsight, I get what he was saying. I completely missed the bus on what he was saying, which happens a lot because it's fine, but I was missing what he was saying. And what he was saying was, okay, yeah, you have the physical orgasm, in this body, right? But it's not sustaining, right? And when you have an orgasm, you don't think. You're not thinking. So we could liken that to being in a state of peace. So he called that, the rubber band people, right? Whereas he can sustain his all the time. And I'm like, well, how can you? So me, I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, how the hell do you do that? I'm thinking of a physical orgasm. and he mentions just being in peace, you can go to the grocery store and be in a state of peace. So does anything come up for you with that? Or did I miss anything, or
No, you didn't miss anything. I pulled a quote from that show as well. Q states, it's an endless story here, isn't it, of knowing through your core that your authenticity is recognized by you first. So you have to be in love with yourself first, otherwise it doesn't work. So what connects to me when you're discussing that is this endless search that we have for this union. We know it internally. This connection that we have, but we were just using the wrong tools. Just to summarize, maybe we were using the wrong tools to get there. So until we know it's the beauty of his messaging to go within and live from an inner peace from that place. And that for me, that's that journey to find that relationship, to find that connection. I have to feel my way to it. That's for me. I have to feel my way to it. That's what came to me. It's not exactly what you're saying about the orgasm, but the other piece of the light, for me, it's a visual of the essence in my body merging with the essence of my unique half, my other half. For me, it's a visual, but an energetic. And I go back to even what we discussed this morning, when we feel from the heart, you can feel someone. You feel like when the bird does something so sweet, or you feel this intensity when you see a mom kiss her baby, or some whatever comes to you, you can feel that. So what is that? For me, that's an activation of the heart of my spirit. So emerging, now multiply that by whatever number when you're with your true partner. Or a 10 relationship, I just multiply it. It has to be beyond what I can imagine in my head, right? Didn't you just read? He said, we haven't experienced it here. Did he say that? But that's what came to me.
Oh, wow. And to tack on to that, Zosha, I'm just and I love the vis I love the visual that you gave of the merging. I love that. So he says, affection gives us great pleasure in the animation of a physical being. If it's authentic and from your heart, wait till you see what that feels like. So I feel like that just tapped into what you
Yeah.
just said. Kind of like Steve Guttenberg's moment in the movie, like, if this is foreplay.
Exactly. We should have asked him if there's a list. A list we put our name down on just so the universe knows.
And please don't put me on the wait list.
Exactly. The immediate list. Ah, but the beauty is we get ourselves there. There isn't a list. We put ourselves on our list. We get ourselves there. That's the endless beauty of sometimes people might get frustrated because it isn't laid out exactly, but the beauty and respect for us as spirits and creators, for us to discover it on our own. We're the creators. It is our choice. Someone just might not want to do it this month or whenever. You find whatever it is. It's all up to us. That's what, for me, what all of this time is about as well. We get to grow and discover it. We get to do it. It's as we choose. So we make our own list.
That's right. That's right. I love that.
What else you got?
What else? Like, okay, so Q also says, when you know you are loving and you know you are being loved, you try and beat that one. When you are consumed in unbelievable love, endless love with another being, that is your perfect partner, not individual love. When the light merges with the light, wait till you see that. And he says, there's no doubt. So, and then he says to that, there's no doubt whatsoever when you are merging light to light. And you had asked, does the merging happen automatically? And Q said, his reply was, you don't have a choice. Your mind can trick you if you are really in your presence. And he referenced Lucia. Lucia just being, she's just very consistent in her presence and interacting with people. And he says that's the baseline for where a light being lives, which is love, peace, gratitude, compassion, and incredible joy.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that too, because that just deepened something for me. Did I just cut you off?
No, please.
Okay, I shared this morning. It was quite personal, really, so it's hard to describe, but if you remember, I shared about having that feeling of a merge where a while, I don't know, last year or something, I was at a just inside in a really deeply peaceful place, just lying in bed, really in my heart, and I just it came from my heart. Where are you in the universe? Speaking to my other half, where are you? I yearn to connect with you. And I just have to say it was profoundly amazing. There are no words to describe it, but I just try to say, well, I had the connection. So that's why I asked that question to Q. Does it just happen spontaneously? Because at this moment it did. And it was the I've never experienced anything like this in all of my life, to this level, to this deep unconditional love and nurturing. It just felt like this giant hug, and it was in this bliss state. As Kevin reminded us, it's like he says he walks around an orgasmic state, not in an orgasm at the supermarket, he said. But that state, I got what he was talking about because I had the gift of that experience. And I know there's more to it to come, to have that sustained. It's just profoundly beautiful. And to me, that was an example of a merge, and it was spontaneous. I asked for a connection. I just gently asked for a connection with myself, and that's what I got. So it was a perfectly synchronistically timed for me at that moment in space. And I know there's more, so it's just so uplifting, to have that kiss, really.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Zosha.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, though, because it made it go deeper. Somehow I can't even put it to words just yet, but thank you. How about what came for you when you heard that? How did you pulled that quote? What stood out for you?
Well, I have had I've had an experience as well, and it's like the merging, and it's. You can't. I can't describe it. I mean, it's just expansion. It's ex. I just felt so ex. I just felt my heart was just expanded. It was just kind of like the. It's not this. It's not this. This. You think the sexual orgasm is amazing? Well, this is like, I'm like, step aside. Like this just knocks it out of the park. This feeling. So yeah, I just, what came for me was there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And you can't help it. Like when you have that connection and it's endless, it's true love. There's no doubt, and you just can't help it. The light recognizes the light. And it's the Zosha, it is what I've been searching for my entire life. And it really is, you know.
And it's sustaining even to have that to have that experience. It could always go there. It could always, you know what I mean? It could always go there. Not if I'm in my headspace. It'll never happen for me. It never happens like that. It's only when I'm really dwelling with my true self. It's like when I was in third grade, a thermometer fell on the floor and the teacher let us play with the mercury. That could explain a lot. But it was so mesmerizing. I don't know if you've ever seen Mercury move. It's like a little puddle of silver, and when we poked it, it broke off into all these little balls, but they kept moving, and then they come back and merge back into the original bubble. It was really a profound experience for me. The lesson that I learned, and it's exactly what we're discussing right now, this merging, these balls of mercury. I don't recommend anyone doing this, but these balls of mercury would merge back in, and then you could separate again, and then you could merge back in. That's what we do. So we're always there. The light is always there. It's our choice. But again, the beauty of getting to inner peace, why is that my carrot? Because I know what it brings. Even being in a state of bliss, on another example, I had no body, but I was aware of myself. I shared this on the radio with Q in a question. I had no edges to myself. There was no physicality to me. For hours, I dwelled in this space. It's like nothing here, kind of like you said with the orgasm. I got what he's saying. I get it. And the good news is that's all coming. That is all coming. We're just like starting in all of this. That's what's cool. Oh my goodness,
Oh my
BBS,
God.
you're joking.
Three minutes left. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh, it's such a nice conversation, Lauren. Thank you for bringing those pieces. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful that you said that. BBS just typed, it's all a dream. Yes, that's what's so cool. Q repeated that on one of the earlier shows. This is the dream. Outside of here in our spirits, that's reality.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
This is the dream. That's a great way to end the show.
Yeah,
BBS, you pay attention. It's awesome. It's awesome.
it
So fun. So fun. Maybe we can interview. Maybe we inter BBS would do an interview with us someday.
Speak
Young
it.
BBS.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
right.
yes, you. We're talking to
Mr.
you.
T. Mr. T.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, this has been an amazing hour. So much fun. I love you.
I love you. So fun, so nice, and calm. The whole day has been so nice and peaceful and calm. And we just, again, always thank everyone for being here with us, for having space with us. It's in our hearts to really just have productive conversations and lots of fun. So thank you for joining us as always. And BBS, we love you endlessly.
Yes, and if you get a chance, check out the movie Cocoon, released in 1985. It'll give you the beautiful visual of a light being.
Today felt a little like a cocoon. It's kind of that kind of day. So again, no surprise there. And of course, we'll be tuning into PRQ next. Q, we always feel you, mermaid.
We love you so much. We'll miss
Yeah,
you.
we
Always
do.
connected, but you know.
Always connected. Always connected. So what do you say? Should we call it a wrap?
That's a wrap. That's a wrap, baby.
We love you all.
Love
Let's go
you.
to the love shack now.